The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about is the changing face of funerals, because St. Peter's Church in Lurgan in County Armagh has announced the end of the traditional walk from the church to the graveyard for burial after the funeral mass. St. Coleman's Graveyard is their local graveyard. They say the walks were impacting the schedule of priests. Parish priest Father Cullen Murphy said the changes were necessary given the increasing workload and pressure that priests are under. Well, Father Iggy O'Donovan is with me, Catholic priest, and Dave McGowan, CEO of McGowan's Funeral Home and the author of A Life Among the Dead: Stories from an Irish Funeral Director. Dave, I would take it, and this is not a case kind of peculiar to Lurgan and County Armagh, that there's a shortage of priests right around the country, is there?
Yeah, you could say that, Kieran, yeah. I think every parish in rural Ireland is experiencing that now, and they're amalgamating parishes and stuff like that. But on the other side of it, there's lay people getting more involved in church services and rituals, you know. So in Ballina and Sligo, they have lay people coming out doing the cemetery and stuff like that, including women, funny enough. They won't allow them to be ordained, but where there are letting them participate in certain aspects of the ritual, which is good.
And, I mean, this is being put down to the shortage of priests or the time pressure, certainly, that this particular priest is under. But I wonder as well, because we were just talking about this earlier, Dave, whether as a tradition it's kind of disappearing anyway. I remember when I was a youngster in Kilkenny, you were forever stopping as funeral processions would be going past you, everybody walking behind the hearse. It's kind of relatively rare now to see people out walking the street like that.
Well, in Sligo, in our North Mayo, which I would do a lot of funerals in, that's a big stretch of the road, it would be common enough still.
Okay, still.
And people still, like, I suppose that the three most well-known traditions in Ireland in relation to funerals is the Irish wake, walking with the deceased to his final committing place, and carrying of the coffin. Now, they're very important to the community that's suffering the loss of their friend and companion, the bereaved family. It gives them some comfort and solace to see the community coming out and doing that for them in their time of need. You know, there is a therapeutic aspect to all these things. Walking, like the funeral cortege's, it can be either by car, a slow-driven car through the village, or people walking by. And it's very important to the bereaved, the communities, the relatives, that we carry out those things. And it's unique to Ireland, all right, but it's very therapeutic, and it's for those families, and those families tell me. You know, it helps them kick off that grieving process. Now, if you try to take out any of those three things, you're going to have a family that's not going to be too happy. And you remember, this family is after losing our experience, the biggest loss any human being will ever experience in their lifetime is the loss of a loved one. And people are very sensitive at the time of this loss, and we have to be sensitive to their needs. And I'd hope that the people that made that decision would maybe at least rethink that decision again. Because these are very important items to a grieving family.
Iggy, would you agree? Would you think it'd be a loss, a cultural loss to the country, whatever about the impact even on families directly, if we were to abandon that tradition?
Yes, I would. But I don't see any reason why it would be generally abandoned. I don't know the particular circumstances in Lurgan, why they are stopping it there. But I take each funeral, each funeral individually, depending on the circumstances, and above all, depending what the family and the bereaved people want. That in my case, that takes priority. And for all aspects of the ritual, whether it be music or eulogies, of goodness, that's another issue that has come up, the eulogies, and or walking to the cemetery, or whatever form it may take, my first priority would be the bereaved family, because that's what the ritual is all about. Hopefully the other person who has departed, to you, for want of a better word, whether they're gone to this life or whatever life or to any other place, doesn't matter. Really what we're doing in the ritual is for the bereaved. And I suppose for a church in Ireland, which is sort of so sick and rusty at the moment, and in so many ways, actually one of the areas where they actually, I think, we're doing fairly well is in the area of funerals, because of all the criticisms I've heard of the church, and God knows most of them are more than justified, rarely about funerals. Generally, there's a high level of satisfaction. And Mr. McGowan, I didn't get his first name, the person you're speaking with.
Dave.
Dave. I agree with Dave and just about everything that he said. And I've been involved in funerals of every sort and all kinds of circumstances, tremendous tragedies. You know, my goodness, I can think of many. And a simple one recently I was at, now a gentleman had died, and his two sons gave two eulogies during the Mass. And it was better than the homily, better than the priest. It was fantastic. It was personal, and it gave me a tremendous lift to be present to hear them. And whereas others now wouldn't want a eulogy. Mm. But it depends, really, the bottom line, what the family wants. That's what I go along with. And I go to almost any length to accommodate them. And if something like walking to the cemetery, God knows half of us priests now aren't able to walk anywhere. But, you know, but I know, I'm talking for myself, by the way. So the main thing is to accommodate them. But each funeral in each circumstance can be, you know, is unique. And some people like one thing, other people like another thing. Goodness, I've seen offertory processions where, you know, bottles of Guinness are brought up and so forth because they reflect some aspect of the guy's life. And there's controversy then if people bring up political items or flags or whatever it might be. But above all, to be as accommodating as possible, it's an important moment in the community and in the life of the family.
Yeah.
And the very least we can do is be flexible.
Most people seem to be in agreement. This listener says people will always come back to the church when they need a wedding, a christening or a funeral. Somebody else says walking behind the coffin is a wonderful tradition here. I'd hate to see it go. And another says you compare how we do funerals to places like the UK and it's night and day. We're so respectful and we do it so well in this country. But Iggy, where there's a shortage of priests that maybe are impacting on the ability to do all of this, what aspects of the funeral do you need a priest for?
Really, the only part of a funeral you need a priest for really is the, if they want a funeral mass, the consecration of the mass. After that, the rest is appendages. You know, the prayers at the graveside and all that can be done by any person, any baptized Christian. And indeed, they should be doing a lot more of it. And at the moment, I was at a funeral recently. I can say the place, Rahini. And certainly I know there that the lay people were accompanying the corpse to the place of rest. And the priest was going about his own business at the end of the funeral mass. So that's already in place. And there's no problem whatsoever with any of that. And God knows, I'd say many of them. Oh, yeah, you're Robert. Robert, is that the first name again?
Dave.
Dave, sorry, David. Did say that they allow women to do it. But as far as I can see, the vast majority who volunteer to do it are women, which is one of the great ironies. Somebody should have a doctorate on why that is the case. But nearly all the volunteers in the Roman Catholic Church are women, even though they're barred from the real offices.
Yeah, because I was reading a piece written by Father Eugene Duffy about this, and he was saying he remembered kind of periods in the 70s where, not all that long ago, where the funeral mass might have been celebrated a couple of days after the burial.
Well, that can be done, because I suppose we have that tradition in Ireland of latching a mass onto everything. Like people,
is there anything to be said for another mass? In fact,
that many of these rituals can be done without any mass, whether it be a wedding or a funeral or whatever. But Ireland, we do like to latch on the old mass. It seems to give it gives a template to follow, makes things easier and more straightforward. And it is a long tradition as well. But above all, the bottom line I would still say is to be whatever people want to be as accommodating as possible, because really it's such an important, it's possibly the last piece of credible existence we as a church have in Ireland at the moment. That's handling the funerals. And I'm saying that from a fair bit of experience.
Yeah, well, like I say, most people on the text line on 087 1400 106 seem to be in agreement with you, Iggy, and Dave, with yourself as well. I would hate to see the loss of these traditions, be it the wake or the eulogy in places where it's still allowed, and the the walking behind the coffin, the procession from the church to the graveyard. Like I say, the number is 087 1400 106 if you want to get in touch. Dave McGowan is the CEO of McGowan's Funeral Home. He's the author of A Life Among the Dead, Stories from an Irish Funeral Director, and Father Iggy O'Donovan as well. Thank you both very much for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.